U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is pledging to reverse federal cuts to Youth Build career training programs. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC.
We pledge our commitment to transform our lives and communities, to get up, dress up, show up, and never give up, to develop our potential as leaders and positive role models. All this we do with appreciation, love, dignity, respect, and knowing there's a purpose for our lives.
Youth Build!
Youth Build!
I couldn't have said it better myself.
The New York Democrat says Youth Build helps at-risk youth ages 16 to 24 develop the connections and skills needed to find employment. Schumer met with program participants of Schenectady Youth Build at the city's Seat Center Monday and says President Trump's budget proposal cuts Youth Build funding by 6% or $5 million.
My guess is if the bureaucrat who made the cutting came here and just saw what I saw, we wouldn't even have to fight to get the program's funding restored.
Schenectady Youth Build is part of a national model with 274 locations across the country. Together with the Center for Economic Opportunities Youth Build effort in Troy, the program has served more than 1,000 students in the capital region. As part of the nine-month course, students not only develop trade skills in construction, emergency technician training, and culinary arts, but they also work on their social skills. With business partners such as Apollo Heating, Schenectady Youth Build Executive Director Jennifer Lawrence says 86% of its students find employment upon graduation.
What I hear every day from young people, these programs are their last opportunity, what it feels like, and there are not other programs that are holistic and comprehensive. So there is this model that says we are going to embrace you as a young person, and once we accept you in this program, we're not going to leave you.
Levi Brockway has been working with Apollo Heating for the past 3 months after graduating from Schenectady Youth Build. After struggling with addiction, he says the program was essential to turning his life around.
I just knew I needed to change. I didn't like what I was becoming. I was very unhappy. My drug court counselor told me about Youth Build. I thought it was good. They had some good core bases being ownership, responsibility. Just right now, I'm working in retrofit. I'm still learning about the career. My next goal is to, hopefully own a house and be a good member of society.
Schumer says Youth Build is vital because its programs also support local businesses and communities. Schenectady Youth Build students often fill vacancies at Apollo Heating, Precision Valve and Automation, and Malozzi's restaurants. Recently, students in the program built a new affordable housing unit in the city. Schumer says the program simultaneously fights worker shortages and unemployment.
And so to take a young person and not put them in a productive job and give them the skills so they can work at it is simply not American anymore. People don't want to just be given handouts. They want to earn a salary. They want to have a pride in work.
The Schenectady and Troy programs are utilizing a $1.1 million grant issued in February by the Department of Labor, but Lawrence of Schenectady Youth Build says the 6% budget cut could drastically affect the groups going forward.
Our federal funds let us attract like double the amount of funds, but it wouldn't happen without that federal base. Out of the 19 programs in New York State, 16 are going to be applying for funding this cycle. And we know historically only 4 to 7 programs get funded in New York State at one given time.
During his visit, Senator Schumer pledged to fight for the program.
I'm going to do everything I can to restore this funding, and I'll bet my bottom dollar I'll be able to come here this fall and say you're going to get the same or even more funding as you got last year.
Okay? Reporting from Schenectady for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.